The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
Unfortunately, today a loss for the Cats in the VFL, going down by 11 points, as I touched on, to Carlton. Their coach, Shane O'Bree, good enough to join us. Cheese, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neildy and Josh Conway talking to you from the MCG. No doubt you're probably making your way along Royal Parade trying to get yourself here.
No, I've dodged and weaved the traffic, mate. I've got into the car park underneath, so I'm raring to go, boys.
Yeah, good work. All right, disappointing today. Bit of an arm wrestle for most of the afternoon, judging by the scores. You had some time in front, but in the end, the Blues too good for you?
Yeah, too good in the end. The Blues, it's probably common, probably similar to last week's game. We're playing a pretty experienced VFL side. And first quarter, our first quarters haven't been the best, and we allow Carlton to score probably four easy goals to our zero, so... to our boys' credit, they fight back really well and we're in the game. We probably should win it, but probably the effort that you have to put in to get back into the game has probably cost us in the last two games, in the last 5-10 minutes of the game, to actually put them away, I suppose.
You know, two games and a fairly hefty chunk of percentage out of finals. You'd need a lot to go right if you were to participate in September.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you'd love to play finals with your VFL program, but that's looking harder every week now. And all we can do now is just, I suppose we've got a lot of players that are coming back from injuries and that are senior players that we'll need in the final. So we just got to get them cherry ripe and whatever happens going forward. But yeah, like I said, it's disappointing at the moment. We probably should have won the last 2 weeks and we wouldn't be even talking about this, but all we can do now is just, I suppose, get those guys right and get our younger boys more experience playing VFL against experienced teams. And to our VFL list of credit, our boys' credit, they've had a massive season. They're probably flashing a little bit, but they've had really good seasons too.
Shane, who are a couple of the players, you know, individually who sort of played well today? Who are you happy with their performance across the four quarters?
I thought Sam Simpson and Nick Stevens down back, they both played as high defenders today and they got a lot of the ball. They defended really well. They played their strengths and they really opened up the Carlton defence and gave us good looks going forward, and I thought those two boys really stood out. I thought Jackson McLaughlin had another good game for us on the wing. I thought Zane Williams, the mid-season draft pick that we picked up during the year, it's a tough gig for those guys coming into a new footy club halfway through the year, trying to build relationships and sort of, I suppose, learn a different system. And he played really well today. I thought he played the high forward roles really well and got on the end of a few and set a few goals up as well. And Shannon Neal was really good today. He took his chances in front of goal and kicked four goals for us. And his aerial presence was good to watch today. He competed really well, and sometimes he's outnumbered, but his ability to compete and bring the ground was fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. Obviously, Cat fans are really excited to see Sam Simpson back after, you know, what's been obviously a really frustrating period for both he and the footy club. Did you sort of have to manage his game time, or was he able just to sort of get thrown in there and you could do what you like with him in terms of that game time?
We looked after him a little bit. We started most quarters on the bench with Sam, but live at the game, you would have known he's been out for so long. His sharpness, his footwork, his football skills shown through, and we're lucky enough as coaches, we've been able to do a lot of work with Sam behind the scenes to get him right, and he's probably done above and beyond probably football content to get to where he was today, and it showed today, and he didn't show any signs of a guy that's been out for a while with concussion, that's for sure, because he's too smart for him at times.
And was he the only player who had his socks up?
Tell you what, it was that windy. I reckon most of the bloke's socks got blown off today. It was atrocious conditions out there. But Sam's known for his socks up, and he looks sharp, and they're up high, and makes his legs look even smaller. So he's pretty happy with that look at the moment.
Shannon Neal, you touched on him, Cheese, but you know, four goals from limited possessions. I think he finished with 11 or 12 possessions, kicked four goals. So he knows how to take his opportunities when they're presented to him.
Yeah, he's starting to look like, I suppose, a key forward that's consistently better than VFL level. As you do with a lot of tools, Shannon's only been in the program for 2 years. Like they do take time and consistency with everything. Everything sort of takes its time, but he's looking at a guy the last 2 weeks. Even last week, he only had four possessions. He had a massive impact on the game. And this week, he rewarded himself with the four goals, and that's going to happen as a key forward at times. But it just building that confidence and I suppose the mental side of the game where you're not getting every mark and you're not kicking all those goals, but you still can have an impact on the game. That's probably where we're at with Shannon at the moment.
Oh, no, you might whack the headset on, Buzz. That one hasn't worked, unfortunately. Throw that one on. Josh is going to fire a question at you in a moment. Just hold there, cheese. There you go. Go, Josh.
Sorry, Shane. Josh Conway here. I understand there's a lot of interest with the AFL listed guys, but always keep an eye on the local listed players. Just a couple of them from this year that have caught your eye.
George Halcraft had a massive season for us as an inside mid and racked up consistently over 20 possessions. And the last 2 weeks, he's been able to go against I suppose guys like Melksham at Casey or Melbourne, and then today he had Settlefield, Fogarty, Dow as well. So it's just good for our VFL list of players to have a go at guys like that today. And also guys like Jacko McLaughlin's been assistant for a while. We sort of changed position within the last 2 weeks where we played him up on the wing. He's playing that role really well, and he's getting more of the ball up being higher up the ground. We've consistently had six VFL back every week, and to their credit, the boys do a fantastic job. Like, even today, McGovern snuck forward at times. They're playing on Pitt and A, and they're quality keys for AFL-listed players, and they're having to play on those and get exposed to them, and they're doing a really good job. Like, guys like Dan Capron and Angus Byrne, and even Ben Lloyd, he's plucked in from Bell Park, and he's had a really good consistent season for us as well. We've got a heap of third players as well.
Mate, John Segler's performance today, second game back, I think, cheese, how did he look? And I suspect that he's probably going to just build nicely over the next couple of weeks and provide another option for the AFL match committee.
Yeah, that's the key, just to keep building. I think today was a lot tougher playing against Pitney and Murkoff for Carlton, which are two big ruckmen, so he had his hands full there. But like you said, that we've just got to keep him building, keep him on the park and keep training. And so it's having him raring to go when... I suppose towards finals time, because you never know when you might be called upon and form and injuries and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Cheese, really appreciate your time. What's your role tonight? Are you down boundary side?
Yeah, I'm just looking for a couple of extra layers of clothing. I'll be down on the bench helping coach the boys down there, which is a role I really enjoy.
All right, commiserations today. Week off for the VFL boys before the run home. Last four games with a couple of at home, including a curtain raiser against Sandringham, I think, before the St Kilda game as well. Always appreciate your time, cheese. Commiserations on the loss today, but good luck to the AFL boys tonight.
No worries. Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
Shane O'Bree joining us here on K-Rock Football. Always good to chat with the coach of the Geelong VFL side. So the Cats beaten today as we go around the grounds for Leopold Sporties. 10-10-70 Carlton. And 9-5-59 Geelong. The Cats with the bye next week. They are now three games and percentage outside the top eight. So their season as good as cooked, unfortunately.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.